I'm so glad that you all have been tuning in. I trust and pray that the videos that we're doing are being a strength and an encouragement to you, that we're helping the body of Christ mature, because as we mature as individuals, we know that the body of Christ as a whole matures, and that is what we need to have happen in this hour. So today, I'm going to get into a topic of discernment. And there's a lot of ways we can go on this. So let's just start into some scriptures and let's see how the Lord begins to open this up. You know, this is an area that has been very key to me, key to my success, if you want to call it that, in walking with the Lord. And discernment is not always just perhaps in ministry, as in like discerning of spirits as far as what someone may be bound with and the Lord may reveal and then give you a word of wisdom or knowledge of how to bring them out. That's one area. But really, I'm going in another direction with it today, because this is the area that I have had to exercise it most in my life, to my great surprise, I have to tell you. So that's why I want to bring it out, because I honestly, I'm all about getting us as believers to recognize the enemy where he is. And he gets mighty close to us. He gets all up in our business. He gets all up in what we're doing. And we need to recognize where he's infiltrating our lives. So, and we have to apply ourselves. We can't just assume things are going to just fall on us. They don't. We really do have to apply ourselves. Let me go ahead and give some scriptures before we get too far down the road here. Get your pen and paper and a Bible, and let's look up some things, okay? All right, now we got 1 John 4:1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. So right there, we know this scripture wouldn't be here if there wasn't going to be something that we need to discern, right? That there's going to be something out there that's not right. Now, we all know, if we really think things through, that the devil's not coming to us with a pitchfork, right? We know that he's going to be subtle, and he's going to come in a way that is so close to the truth that it makes it really hard to discern it. And that's part of what he does. And that is really where I'm going with this today. It's not necessarily a pleasant topic, but it is so needful for the church, for church members to, as a whole, for the body of Christ, to be aware and discern. Let me tell you, everybody and everything in the pulpit is not bringing forth truth. It's not, and I'm not here to declare who's right and who's wrong. That's not my job. That's not what I'm doing. What I'm doing is empowering you as a believer to know how to have the Holy Ghost guide you into all truth. And that's a scripture we're going to go to next, right? Well, that's not the one we're going to next. Next, we're going to go to John 7:24. Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. You know, there's a saying in the world that says, just because you exercise good judgment does not make you judgmental. And that's the truth. Just because the Holy Ghost is revealing something to you that's going on around you that's not pleasing in his sight, that doesn't make you judgmental. That just makes you as one who wants to follow after the truth. If you feel that going on, then you honor that and you respect that. Let me get to another scripture. This is really what I wanted to get to also. John 16:13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself. That guide you into all truth, why, yes, it does apply to the truth of the scriptures, and it will guide you into all truth. And we have teachers. Our church is set up. That's the order of the church, is to have leadership, teachers, instructors. But it's up to us as believers to have right discernment about that. Oh, I know, I've just got on some very sensitive territory. But let me just tell you something. I've been there, and I know what I'm talking about. I've been around the church for more than a year or two, and I'm telling you what I know, and I'm telling you what I know by the Spirit of God, that you've had a challenge in your life, that there's something there that you've heard that's not right, and it's been bothering you. It's been vexing you and troubling you, and you don't know what to do about it. You know what that is? That's the Spirit of truth within you, giving you conviction, and God's trying to warn you and lead you and guide you into the truth and guide you away from something that's harmful. You say, "Why, Sister Lisa, I can't believe you'd say that." Well, I'm telling you the truth, because if you stay in a situation where the truth's not being ministered, it's going to shipwreck you. Do you realize it can cause you to miss the very call and plan of God on your life? You need to exercise your judgment. You need to let the Holy Ghost lead you. And you need to discern what's being ministered. If there's something coming forth from the pulpit that is not hitting right in your spirit, quit just putting yourself aside and quit underestimating the Holy Ghost within you and just assuming everybody else has it right. You know why I say that? Because I did that. I walked for years like that. And I tell you, it just about messed me up. It just about did me in. But thank God His grace came and He spoke within me, and I began to see that it wasn't me that was wrong, but it was all these other situations, and they were wrong. Does that make me special? Absolutely not. But what it does is prove that that Spirit of truth is within me. And I had to cut some ties in some places, and it was hard. You better believe it. But I tell you, the peace and the joy, it's not worthy to be compared to what He's begun working in my life. Years back, I've been walking this walk for a long time. Am I perfected? Absolutely not. But what I know, I know. There's a saying out there that says, "What you don't know what you don't know," and that's right. But I do know what I do know. And what I do know is that Spirit of discernment works within us, but we get so intimidated because we don't want to leave a social situation. We forget all about the Spirit of truth and God trying to take our life somewhere, and we're more concerned about a social upset or about offending someone because we might not agree with what they're saying, or somebody said from the pulpit just didn't hit us right. That's exactly right. That's the discernment working within you. We are so concerned with social upset and hurting feelings that we are actually socially upsetting our relationship with God. Yeah, we need to think about that. We are actually offending God. We're more concerned about the offense of man if we address a situation that is not lining up with the Spirit of God or with the Word of God. We're more concerned about that than we are about offending the Spirit of God. I learned some hard lessons through the years. They taught me this. When the Spirit of God stands up within me, I don't care who it is. I do not care who it is. I stand with what is right and what the Holy Ghost is telling me. There's a godly way to walk out every situation. You're not to be in rebellion. You're not to have a haughty attitude. That's not one bit it. You're to go to God and you say, "Now, how do I walk this out? And how do we handle this situation?" But I know what I know, that God put this in my spirit to get into this discernment, because there's a conflict somebody's wrestling with and you need a clear answer. And I'm giving you that answer today. I'm giving you the answer, which is you trust the discernment that's within you and you ask God how to walk this out. There's a godly way to walk out every situation, and if you don't, it will entrap you, it will ensnare you, and it very well could cause you not just years of upset, but it could cause you to miss what God has for your life. There is not one person on this earth, there's nobody and no relationship that's worth me missing what God has planned for my life, and that's the same thing for you. There's not one church situation, not one minister, not one personal relationship that's worth missing what God has planned for your life. So I want you to trust that Holy Ghost that's within you. I've got one more scripture I want to give before we go today. Hebrews 5:18. "But strong meat belongeth to them that are of a full age, even those whose by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil." I'm going to read that in the God's Word translation. "However, solid food is for mature people. How did I start the video today? I want us to be mature. This is strong meat today. Might not be deep revelation, might not be tying scriptures together from Genesis to Revelation, but I'm telling you how to live your life every day, and this is a key factor. Solid food is for mature people whose minds, we've talked about the mind, have we not? The carnal mind, the mind of Christ. Exactly, we've talked about this. Whose minds are trained by practice. So this doesn't just fall on you. This is something you got to practice to know the difference between good and evil. I'm telling you, you don't need to jump up and do something stupid, but when you feel these convictions and these things that are just vexing you and you just can't quite put your finger on it, really what's troubling you is it's probably a person that you have confidence in and suddenly things aren't feeling right. Man, that is a terrible place to be. I feel your pain. I've been there more than once in my life, and I feel sure I'll go there again. But I know enough now to trust the Holy Ghost within me that when He's warning me something's not right, I got to walk away. I got to get it out of my life because I got to follow the truth. I trust and I pray that these words settle within you, that they resonate within you, and that you're able to go forward exercising this discernment to know that difference between good and evil, to discern the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. And we're going to get into discernment some more in our next videos, but I felt it was so important to go ahead and get this out right now so you can begin to ask for that leadership of the Holy Ghost and have Him lead you out of this current situation. God bless until we talk again.